All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Did you wash your ass today?
Actually, yeah, I had two showers today. Because you spoke to me and I felt dirty.
Those are just the dirty thoughts in your head. Nothing to do with me.
It's much to do with you.
Unless, move on already. We're 20 seconds in. Fucking hell.
20 seconds in. 20 seconds in and he's already sent me down a path where I want to kill him.
I need to go have a shower now. Son of a bitch.
Goddamn son of a bitch.
How you feeling now?
Yeah, I'm feeling a lot better. Like, I don't know why, I didn't shake it until about yesterday lunchtime, and now I've sort of turned a corner.
Yeah, but was it last episode?
Hang on,
because we're releasing these well out of order. It was episode 82, whatever episode that was, and whatever episode this is. I think this is episode 85? 84.
Madam,
84.
What? Is that even a song?
No, it's When I'm 62.
Yeah,
that's. Is it When I'm 62? When I'm 62.
Or?
64. I think it's When I'm 64, yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking chatting shit, bro.
We?
I don't know what's going on. Fuck. What a long fucking ass day. But yeah, you're feeling better. Good.
Yeah, feeling good, man. Feeling good. What about you? How are you feeling? How's work been?
Not talking about work. I refuse.
Okay.
Even when I'm at work, I'm not talking about work. I'm like, no.
But in all fairness, we had one of the best gaming sessions that we have ever had for ages, haven't we?
What? When?
It wasn't this weekend, was it? Was it last weekend? Was it this Friday? It was this Friday, weren't
it? What did we play?
Reforger.
Oh!
It was this Friday.
Yeah, it's been really good. I've actually been really enjoying it.
Yeah, I'm strangely really enjoying it, but I don't know. I've got to go and have to listen to some episodes to see when it was released on how I reacted. I probably reacted very negatively, like I do with most releases.
Yeah, but there weren't any fire trucks. We didn't come across any fire trucks, though, did we?
No, we didn't.
So you got nothing to moan about.
No, but it was. Oh, well, we've had some great fun on that, actually. And there's a nice little squad. We're trying to convince the rest of our squad to get it, but it's not working.
Yeah, who's got it at the moment? Is it just you, Mark, and me?
Yeah.
We need
and
to get
we can't
on
tell
it.
DEFCON what to do because he doesn't know what it is.
So don't tell me what to do.
Don't tell me what to do, bitch.
I had a really long stream the other day. Did I do like 9.5 hours? So I did 9.5 hours, started off on the mouse with Wes, which was really fucking fun, to be honest. And actually, I was just fucking about, and I was online a different day after this. Wes messaged me saying, coming on Daisy? And I was like, oh, I've got an hour till dinner. I was like, yeah, all right then, let's do an hour of Namask, see what happens. 4 kills I got. No, we got. Wes got one of them. 4 kills. We got into so many gunfights. We went through Vorkuta. I killed one in Vorkuta, and the rest, I don't even know where we were, dude, but it's really fun. But then we had a couple of runs with a couple of team, Discord members. So Grandpa, shout out to Grandpa. Actually, no, fuck Grandpa, because he fucking killed me.
And I got done in on my one game.
I was the first person to die in our first game of Vigrid from Grandpa. Little bastard. Yeah. He was camping in one of the flats in the second floor with a VSS.
Love the VSS.
Yeah, well, I don't love Grandpa anymore.
I don't like Grandpa, and I don't like VSSs.
Yeah, that's
I still think the VSS is such an underrated gun.
Fuck the VSS. What's the S-Val now? That's where it's at, bro. The S-Val.
I actually don't like the S-Val. I do not like the sight on the S-Val.
Oh, okay.
It's a normal AK sight on the VSS, like, or similar to a normal AK sight.
Yeah.
And on the S-Val, it's like a side mount sort of OG AX style. And you've got to really put a sight on there. So if you haven't got a sight, then you're pretty fucked.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Well, I've only really been using it in Vicarage servers, and they all have sites on, really, don't they? So
Yeah, pretty much. At that point.
And then after that, we did a bit of Vicarage. More people were meant to join, but you bailed on us. Always did, looking at you. He was like, I didn't think it was happening. It's like, I am buying that. I am buying that. So basically...
Was it good weather?
I don't remember.
I know the Sunday was bloody gleaming weather. It was gleaming.
Yeah, Sunday was banging, mate. It was so good. But
yeah.
Anyway, after that, Mark? No, it wasn't Mark.
Wesley.
Wes Defcon, Grandpa and I went on to Karma Crew Livonia.
Oh, man. It's a good server. I stream that server sometimes.
We got fucked up big time.
You done fucked up.
We got fucked up big time, bro. We got ruined. So what happened? We killed, Wes killed two guys, right? So you know that place in Livonia, and I have no idea where it's called, but you'll know where it is if I describe it. It's a lake. There's hills all around it, and there's two log cabins. In the southwestish area?
Palana. It's got a gas station.
No, there's like nothing there. It's just a lake. Let me have a look on the map. Oh, I don't know where it is. I can't see it. But we've been there a few times. Oh, no, I found it. It is... it's in between Palana and Nadbor.
Okay.
There's a lake in between Palana and Nadbor, right? And basically, we were there. We got contacted. I think he killed Defcon, like, straight off the bat with the Savannah.
He did not.
And then Wes killed both of them. And we thought, brilliant. And then we tried to loot. We looted them. And we were just there too long. Basically, we held there because a chopper... As soon as Wes killed the second guy, a chopper took off nearby. I figured, oh fuck, are they going to land here? So we watched, and it flew over us and landed fairly nearby, but not really nearby. So we thought, okay, right, we might be okay. Let's just quickly loot and get out of here. Then the fucking helicopter came back again, and it flew back over and went back to where it originally was.
Helicopter, helicopter.
So we stopped and was like, what the fuck? And then out of the blue, Wes died. And then I went to push, and then there was just a ghillie with an AK just waiting for me. I was like, oh, okay. And then I'm not really sure what killed Grandpa. But yeah, that's the kind of shit you expect from Karma Crew. You see no one for ages because of their bases, and then suddenly the most geared people come out of nowhere.
Yeah, bases is unique, to say the least.
Well, it's not our cup of tea, is it, really?
No, but their servers, even if they're base building servers, Karma Crew servers are still top playing.
Yeah. But
we are not talking about us today, Andy. We've just recorded this lovely long intro as standard, but we have got an interview with a vampire. But yeah,
what a great film that was.
It was a good film. Yeah. Very catchy title.
Anyway, actually, I seem to remember there was like a big whole media thing about that where people actually thought, before they'd seen it, that it was an interview with a vampire. You know, the same kind of thing with War of the Worlds that was broadcast on the radio. People thought their world had been invaded by aliens. Like, same thing. Like, oh my God, an interview with a vampire. I'm a dumb person.
I'm a person that is dumb.
No, pray tell, Dave.
We have got an interview with Golden Rex.
Oof.
If you don't know who Golden Rex is, please check him out on YouTube. He is pulling in some incredible views on his YouTube. He makes like a cinematic storyline, you know, stuff that, you know, like sour sweet style editing with, you know, GLAD style shoot-ems. It's like, it's really good, man. It is so good. Just had to get him on.
Yep. Was it Glaz that Rex suggested to interview?
Yeah, I believe
it,
so.
Was it Glaz?
Or was it the other way around?
No.
Glaz was Tommy, weren't he?
No, I can't remember what happened. But basically I put it every time, well, most of the time when we have an interview, I put it into the Discord, have you got any questions for so-and-so person? And then Golden Rex was like, came back with an A4 document saying, ask these questions and find out his PIN number.
Yeah.
Was it Glaz that happened with Rex? I can't remember, dude.
I can't remember.
Oh, he's in chat. He's an Eager Beaver.
He's in chat. He's in Gorka. He's all said in waiting. He sent me a message. We were just, as I said to him, we're doing an intro, so we're not being rude to him. He knows what we're doing.
How long do you reckon we can make him wait?
Until the rain stops outside. It's like proper tipping it down.
In Livonia? Well, it's tipping it down where you are.
Yeah, fucking hammering it down, bro.
It's fine here, mate. It's quite nice.
Get ready for it. I'm in the future.
Hang on. I'm just seeing what way the clouds are going. Yeah, I might be... No, I don't know. They look like... It looks like... The clouds look like they're going east. Anyway, that means... This is fucking boring conversation for you guys. We're literally just looking out the window that you can't see. A, you can't see. And B, it's in the past. So, this is fucking... Get to grip, guys.
Fucking nerd.
All right, then. Shall we... Not bother plugging, let him plug his stuff. We don't want double plugging, do we?
Oh, fucking hell no.
Fuck hell no. All right.
We don't want double plug. Fucking hell.
Right. Well, let's do it.
Let's do it. Okay, let's go.
Hello.
Oh, there we go. How are we doing?
Better now.
Hello. Yeah, having a bit of technical.
Yeah, you fucked up again.
I can sound. I can hear it. How does my mic sound? Does that sound like a YouTuber?
Sound beautiful.
Lovely.
I would.
Is mine still fucked?
Yeah, yours is still robotic, fucked,
bro.
Fucking nonce.
No, we heard that.
I'm sorry, man.
Right, it's good. It's good. It's good. Whatever you've done, it's good.
No, fuck you, buddy. Not done.
What are you selected now? Are you in as Blue Yeti or voice meter?
There's voice meter, but I change it in and out and it seems to work.
Right, okay. Let's just leave it like that. I'll deal with that later.
Yeah, okay.
Seems to be working.
Jesus Christ.
I hate computers. Send me back to console.
Couldn't pay me enough.
Silence.
Yeah, no one's on your team there. Did you hear that?
Silence was deafening. How are we all doing today? Are we all good?
Yeah, I've been editing for the last 13 hours, so taking a break now.
That's amazing.
13 hours?
Yeah. I've just finished editing the video. So the video is an hour and 15 minutes long. And I'm trying to get it out for Thursday. So I'm just waiting on my thumbnail now that I need to render. It'll be good to go.
Hang on a minute.
Nice.
13 hours. I still can't get over that. That's 7 o'clock this morning.
Yeah. I got up at about... Well, to be fair, I got up at about 7:30, got onto my computer about 8:00, been editing it until about 20 minutes before the podcast.
Shh. I mean, you're talking like that's normal behavior. So, I mean, GG. That's fuck that, man.
Yeah. How much content did you have like to edit to go through?
My most recent video, that was a full wipe on Down Bad. So, well, they actually wiped early. So it was about 3 weeks. So I'm playing every day for 4 hours minimum a day. And I record every time I'm on DayZ. So a lot of footage.
it was
probably close to 100 hours or so.
Nice. So what do you like to be? Do you like to be called Golden or Rex or another?
I've been called a lot of things before, but Rex is good.
Rex.
Cool. Yeah, you can call me Rex.
Right. So Rex, just give us a little bit of a lowdown on yourself. Go on. How would you describe yourself and what you do?
Easily influenced is probably the main thing I'd say, because I got into the whole DayZ on PC and YouTube video making after watching one JLK video.
I'm glad to hear that. Yeah. Would you like to invest? And now, hear me out. It's not a pyramid scheme, right? Now, would you like... How would you like to become rich? Would you like to own your own business?
I would love to, actually. Yeah.
You have a pigeon in your bank account. If you wouldn't mind, I can clean it out if you want.
I live in the UK, live in South London. Been in the UK for about 6 years. So I've come over from South Africa.
Yeah, fuck you, Dave!
Ding, ding, ding.
Fuck you, Dave! All right. I told you!
My better half is a Saffa.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
And I was like, Dave, this dude, he sounds South African. And he's like, nah, he's not. And I was like, oh, well, I'll take like his word on it because his missus is South African. So he would know, right?
You know what, man? In all fairness, going back to the easily influenced thing, my accent's changed. I've lived here for 6 years and it's because I've always worked in some sort of customer facing role. And then, of course, doing YouTube, when I do my narration, I have to try and pronounce my words for most of my viewers to understand what I'm saying.
Right, let me see if I can redeem myself now, right? I've got a map of South Africa up. I know your accent. You have an accent from, you know, yeah. So you have an accent. Yeah, you. I'm saying you're around the Durban area.
Yeah, I'm from the East Coast, Durban.
Yeah, I think you're not actually from Durban itself. You're a little bit further down, sort of like Margate-y way.
Ooh, going a little bit too far.
Oh, too far. What are you, Scottborough?
My aunt lives in Scottborough, but that's about 2 hours away from where I grew up.
Ah, so you're actually not too far away from my other half. So,
so I was in Pietermaritzburg and Hillcrest and Panton.
Oh, nice. So what, the Drakensberg?
Yeah. Yeah, Drakensberg. Nice. We just say Drakensberg, even so I can say that.
Yeah, it's nice, man. I mean, I like the boys' choir up there.
I bet you
the
do.
Boys' choir.
Yeah, you not heard the Drakensberg boys' choir?
I don't think I have, no.
Dave's an aspiring Catholic priest. I'm not sure if I can keep that joking.
Edit that shit out. No, I was over there 3 weeks this January, actually.
Oh, really? In Drakensberg?
Yeah. Yeah, I went to Harry Smith.
Okay, shithole.
Yeah, near Lazusa. It was fucking lovely weather, though, in all fairness. Yeah. It was in the summer, so it was bloody great.
Well, I was there in December, and my wife was, she was 32 weeks pregnant, so of course she was blown up like a balloon in 40-degree weather.
Yeah, it was fucking baking, man.
Yeah, it was really warm.
Well, anyway, I feel like we should include Andy in this.
Sorry. I thought that was going to go on for a little bit longer, so I started eating a cream egg.
You fucking bum.
I thought these guys are going to be talking about South Africa for ages. I'm just going to munch this cream egg that's been staring at me for the last 20 minutes.
I'm just staring at you. Just want to be eating.
I'll be with you in a minute.
Sweet. Well, as Andy's eating, Rex, I'll ask you a lovely question. Right? The question that everyone has on the tip of their tongue when they first aspire to listen to any of our interviews, and it's, how did you get started? What was Rex's first experience, and what got you hooked?
So I started YouTube about 9 months ago now. And my first video, I don't know, I watched a lot of Daisy YouTubers, and I'd look at some of their videos and I'd think to myself, I'm sure I could do better than that, you know, because it doesn't look hard. So, you know, why not give it a try? So my first video, absolute fail, but I learned a lot because it was my first time ever editing anything. You know, so my mic quality was really bad. There would be long gaps in content, so I'd be running for like 10 minutes before something happens, and I only got a couple of hundred views, which was a lot for me. And then after that video, I kind of got obsessed. I said, no, I've got to do a better video than that. So I did my second video. Didn't do any better, really, but my quality of editing was improving. And then the next video and the next video after that, I started taking tips from other YouTubers. So I used to watch a lot of Daisy content creators for entertainment, stopped watching them for entertainment, and instead started watching them for, you know, to learn, you know, what are they doing in the editing? What are they making their videos about? I sort of started copying them in a way. I started taking bits and pieces from every creator and I started implementing it in my own videos. And then eventually I made my biggest video, the first video where I decided to hop on a trend of what people like to watch on YouTube. And that was my cartel video. I was going through YouTube and I'm trying to have a look and see what gets views. And I Googled Daisy Cartel, a YouTube Daisy Cartel. And I saw obviously JLK's one popped up, Exclusion did one, and a few other creators. And I'm thinking, you know, they're getting hundreds and thousands and some of them even millions of views. I wonder if I can do that. So I spent a month on Cryptic. This is not a promo shout out, by the way. spent a month on Cryptic and I spent about another month editing all the content. And the content, in all honesty, wasn't even that great, in my opinion, after watching the video back. But it blew off, you know, so it's on 150,000 views at the moment. And I looked at that video and I said to myself, wow, okay, maybe I can do it. So, you know, I've got into a mindset of, instead of trying to reinvent the wheel, just hop on it because it seems to work. And now I'm just addicted. So I do a video once a month and hope it gets a lot of views. So, you know, my next video is about gun running. So I became the richest gun runner on a server. and not a lot of there's not many videos out there of them, and if there is, they're all pretty old. So I'm hoping that it gets a lot of attention.
Oh yeah, so I mean, a lot of those titles, you're right. So Dave, I mean, I'm gonna dig you in here, mate, or dig you out. He takes the mick out of the classic 16,000 hour, runs the largest cartel, selling the biggest amount of drugs or whatever as YouTube titles. But you're right, they work. And then would say that owning the server or becoming the largest drug dealer, largest gun runner, whatever in a server, it's like the winning formula, isn't it? You'd be silly not to use it whilst it's around.
Well, that's exactly it, yeah. I mean, the truth be told, majority of the creators, and I've spoken to a lot of creators who do the same sort of videos as me, and you know, they don't actually enjoy making that kind of content. I'm a vanilla player. I prefer to make vanilla based stories, you know, almost like Sour Sweet, the way he makes his stories.
Yeah.
But it just never worked for me. I tried. I made so many videos of, you know, these sort of interactions, but it didn't work. And after my cartel video blew up, I put up a poll on my YouTube channel. I said, what do you guys prefer? Do you prefer group modded story adventures, or do you prefer vanilla? And I think it was like 90 or 85% was modded. So I thought, well, there goes my vanilla experience. Yeah, it's crazy. People want to see new things, but everything in DayZ has been done already. So content is just being recycled over and over and over. And it's gonna be like that forever until DayZ bring out something new. And I'm not referring to a new map. So
man, that's cool, man. That is cool. So me and Andy come across you. You joined our Discord. Oh, you probably joined our Discord a long time ago.
When you did Geek's interview.
Oh, it was Geek FPS.
Yeah.
Yes, it was. We were talking in the intro. We couldn't remember whether it was, we thought it was Glaz.
Geek or Glaz. Yeah, we thought it was Geek or Glaz. Our Geek is just, you know, such a top lad. We noticed you in the Discord and you were, and we thought, do you know what? We've got to get you on for an interview. You've got that absolute blown up video. You know, I built the richest cartel in DayZ that you released like 3 months ago. It's just, and then it's still getting more views daily.
Surprisingly, yeah.
Not at all. You hit that algorithm, you hit it on the sweet spot, you're going to get what you deserve.
It's a sort of like at that moment, I feel like I cracked the code on the algorithm, at least with DayZ content. You know, there's a certain editing style that people like to see. They like to see cinematics. They like narration. And then, you know, obviously it's the title and the thumbnail as well that makes people click.
So you've always been on the PC. Did you dabble in other gaming before? Were you a console gamer that's been converted? Or have you always been a PC nerd, same as us?
I was on console, actually. Just before I made my first video, my PC was probably about 2 or 3 weeks old when I made that video. And I played DayZ on console, which I thought was amazing until I started watching videos of people playing on PC. But no, I've always just been a FIFA or a DayZ player on console, to be honest. So converted.
Still play FIFA?
No, I don't have my console anymore. I gave it to my brother.
No. Yep. Correct answer. Ding, ding, ding.
That's a nice ding, ding, ding.
Can you even play? I bet you can. You must be able to play FIFA on PC, right?
Yeah. You'd have to get a controller, though. It's not going to be the same on mouse and keyboard.
Nah. Good. Fuck them.
I've never thought to do it. I've only got one game installed on my PC, and it's DayZ.
You're joking.
Yeah, I don't play anything else.
What?
We like this guy. He can come around again.
So hang on, you've been on PC. I tell you what, here's the teller, right? You've been on PC for maybe 10 months at this point then?
Yeah.
Right. How many hours you got in DayZ on PC?
I actually looked yesterday and I've just hit 1,000.
Fuck.
Fucking 9 months. Wow.
Yeah.
That's mad.
So yeah. A, that's a lot. But then B, also, it still says you're really fresh into this game. Like, a 1,000's pretty general, right? But a lot of people have 1,000. I'm not putting that down. I'm not saying that's nothing.
Yeah, of course.
That's not what I mean. What I mean is you've still got a lot more left to do before you even think about getting burnt out. You know what I mean? There's a lot more ahead. And the fact that you're chucking out content from day one, pretty much. I mean, I can't remember how long it took me to start making. I think I might start making videos. And then blah, 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 blah. It took me ages, maybe a year or whatever, before I even thought about it, but you've literally come to PC with that in mind to be able to do that, right? So did you ever think about that when you were on console, or did you even try make videos on console?
I did, yeah, actually.
Yeah.
I tried it once, and it was on a like a really boosted loot Livonia map.
Mm.
And I said to my brother, because I played my brother on console, I said, we should start a YouTube channel. And he's because there's only like one console DayZ YouTuber that really gets views that I've seen for myself. And I thought, well, there's not a lot of console YouTubers. I thought, well, I'll give it a try. I tried recording, but then I didn't have anything to edit it on. So I was like, okay, well, I can't just upload raw footage. I listened after recording, I listened back to it. My mic sounded horrible because I had like the normal PS5 headset with the built-in mic, and I just said, yeah, it's not going to work out, so whoever does it, kudos to them, they must have a computer.
Yeah, that's it. I love this attention to detail. It's good. Dave don't give a shit. He would record on he'd like happily
I'm getting more into it. I'm not a tech guy, all right? I spend too much time doing other things in life.
You're a VTech guy. Do you remember those fucking kids' laptops? VTech. The VTechs. That's Dave's laptop. He's got
this is no slight on you, Rex, actually, but this brings me to my next question. So
great way to introduce a question that's bound to offend you.
Obviously, I've been many times over to South Africa. There's not much of a gaming sort of PC world out there because of obviously what's going on with load shedding and stuff like that. You can't always be guaranteed on how long you can get on your PC on online for. So was that a thing that you done when you first moved to the UK? Was that one of the bandwagons you jumped on, or did you game while you were over there in SA?
I used to game, growing up as a teenager. I had like a really, because things are more expensive there, the cost of living is higher than what you earn. So to have a nice thing, I mean, even something as simple as an iPhone is just very rare there. So I had a very entry level gaming computer that could just about handle Far Cry 3. I've been hooked on PC gaming since I was a teenager, but I'd always have something wrong with my computer because it was secondhand, or, you know, it didn't do what I wanted it to do. So it was a different experience, definitely.
And that was the first thing you done when you come off the plane, was it? Was it boom, straight down to the old game store?
actually, within the first month, I bought an Xbox One. Was it an Xbox One? I think it was, yeah. And I just enjoyed the fast internet and, you know, living in a first world country. It was a culture shock in itself, just on the gaming side of things.
Nice. The YouTube videos that you make, like we've been talking about, like how much, like you say, you play for 3 weeks and you gather all that content, playing for 4 hours a day, pretty much gathering all that content. And like how long does it take you to edit one of your story videos on YouTube?
On average, with a video like that, it would take me about 3 to 4 weeks. That's editing daily. I've had to try and discipline myself because since I started gaining a little bit of attention, I get invites from a lot of creators to do videos with them, which distracts me because the way I work is I will record my video for 3 weeks, for example, and then I won't play the game for another 3 weeks because I'm editing. So trying to balance still, you know, remaining present on DayZ in a sense of people talking about me and making friends, it gets really difficult, which delays my editing. So this video, because I helped Division on a video last week, this video has been delayed by a week or so. You know, so that's a week I'm not really editing, which was difficult. This video should have been out last week already.
So are you doing like 13-hour days for 3 weeks?
Well, on top of that, I'm not full-time on YouTube yet, so I still work a full-time job. So 8:30 to 5:00, I'm at work.
Right.
I come home, you know, eat, shower, shit, spend a bit of time with my kid, and, you know, by about 6:30, 7:00, I'm back on the computer. Because the way I see it is, you know, if I work hard enough on it for, you know, and it's only temporary that I'll have to be doing pretty much two jobs, you know, the more I work on it, the quicker I can become full-time on YouTube. That's my goal. So yeah, I have long days. I go to bed at 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning, up at 7:00 for my job, come home, eat, sleep, repeat.
Discipline. Discipline, bro. It's mad. But yeah. Fair play. But then it obviously pays off for you. And it's a good sort of algorithm, a personal algorithm that you're doing, because you're producing some great content at the moment.
I'm very, I think I get this from my father. My father's the type of person, I used to work with him. He's a financial advisor and he's so particular about certain things. For example, stapling a bunch of papers, doesn't want the staple in an angle. He wants it straight. And I feel like I'm very much like that with my editing. So I sieve through, even after I've edited video, I sieve through and I'm still making sure everything's perfect, making sure there's not a random sound, like maybe I've said something and, you know, the end of my words caught onto the clip. So I've got to make sure I edit that out. Or, you know, maybe the subtitles that I put on when I meet somebody in game, maybe those are a bit too big. So I'm very particular about what I do, which probably makes my editing process a lot longer. But you know, it's all about the quality. I prefer quality over quantity.
Sounds like someone we know, Andy, doesn't it? Asshole.
Wow.
Sounds like you love each other.
Yeah, well, sure. We tolerate's the better word here. Talk to me about, right, you sit down at your PC, you press record, and that's it. You don't stop that recording. I know maybe you might save in between or whatever, or have interim saves. But basically, you're recording the entire session, right? And then you have to go and scrub that footage to find the bits that you remember happening or whatever. But also 3 weeks later, maybe you diarize it, or maybe you have to rewatch that 4-hour session again. I don't know. But what is the benefit of doing it that way as opposed to simply recording the clips as and when they happen?
Because with DayZ, anything can happen at any time. So, you know, even if I'm sitting in my base for half an hour while I eat dinner, I still want to be recording in case, you know, somebody comes to my base and starts yelling, or, you know, there's a gunfight outside, or, you know, anything like that. So I don't want to miss anything. And I've always been, it's happened to me before. I have tried that where I say, okay, I'm in base now. We're going to go run and we're going to go do an airdrop, but I'm only going to start recording halfway through when we're almost at the airdrop. And then, you know, on the way there, we get into a gunfight, we win, we get all this loot, but I wasn't recording. So I've burnt myself a few times with that. So I'm just constantly recording. And when I watch it back, I just fast forward through the clip. I watch it at a high speed. And then I sort of have an idea of what's going on and what I need to take out of it.
Right. Look, I've not done videos in ages, but the way I used to do it was have a run through the replay option. So if something happened, I could just press a button on my keyboard and it would save the last 5-10 minutes or whatever it to.
You mean that? Yeah, so you can do that with NVIDIA. The problem with that is because I've got mic filters on my OBS, so it makes my mic sound a bit better. That doesn't copy over to NVIDIA, or any other replay capture. And also with that, unless you're paying for something premium, it's not going to be 1440p to the same quality as the rest of the OBS footage, for example.
Oh shit! So you're recording through NVIDIA, whatever it's called. Is it G-Sync or whatever it's called?
I record through OBS.
Oh,
but yeah. So I'm recording through OBS.
Yeah, see, that's how I used to do it.
But NVIDIA GeForce, that's got the replay.
You can do replay through OBS. That's how I used to do it. Yeah,
you can, but then if you're anything like me, you'll forget to press the button.
Oh, right, okay. So there's the real answer. We got to the real answer in the end.
well, the thing is, as well, is I do stream as well, so I stream and record at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that if I'm streaming and I something happens in game, it's another reason why I forget to push the button, because I'm distracted. Maybe I'm reading chat or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's a few things.
That's true. How did you learn to edit and stuff? Because obviously, are you self-taught? Are you, did you use someone teach you? Did you go on a little course?
Well, I was looking around for a premium editor program, but also that's really user-friendly because I was just starting out. So I don't know what made me do this, but I was in the Running Man stream one day and I just popped a message in there and said, starting out YouTuber, what sort of editing software would you recommend? And he says, oh, DaVinci. DaVinci's really good. So I thought, oh, okay. So I downloaded DaVinci. I edited through a clip. I was playing around. At first, it looked like a different language to me, but just a lot of YouTube videos. So I'd watch YouTube videos learning how to do things on the program, and the more I did it, the better I got, and the more advanced I was able to make things, for example. So I'm self-taught. Yeah,
that's nice.
With your stories, how do you decide what the story is, I guess? Do you set out a plan, or are you, well, let's just see what happens while I play this server kind of thing? Because they're all story driven, aren't they, all of your videos?
Yeah, I'll go into a video with a goal in mind. So okay. I'll use my cartel video as an example. I want it to become the richest cartel. So what do I have to do that? So I've got to, you know, grow a lot of weed, sell it, and then whatever happens in between that is where the content is. So as long as I stick to the core idea of my video about becoming the richest cartel, everything else sort of falls into place. You know, so I'll go to an airdrop. Oh, I found a greenhouse kit. That's really cool. That's going to add to it. But also gone to a gunfight there as well. So that's the content part of it. Mm. So you've just got to stick to the main idea. You've got to think about your title of the video. And then you've just got to keep thinking about that while you're playing. This is what I'm trying to accomplish. And you'll eventually get there if you're not horrible at the game.
So, wow, that was going to be my follow-up there. What happens? Like, when it must be frustrating. If you're at that heli and you find a gun, what did you say? A greenhouse?
Yeah, like a greenhouse kit, yeah.
Yeah, you find a greenhouse kit, you get into that fight, but then you just one-tapped. Bang. They're like, well...
extremely frustrating.
Yeah.
Because like it's different, because if you're just a normal player and you're not interested in recording or anything like that, to you that's just, oh, I've just lost a gear set, whereas to me I've just lost a really important part that would fit into my video, and it prolongs the actual process of achieving what I need to. And it gets difficult, especially when I bring in people who are not content creators to help me on a video. They don't understand that part of it. And that itself gets frustrating, because they get distracted. They want to go and do everything and anything on the server when, you know, you've got to reel them in and say, we've got something to accomplish. So it adds a lot of stress to it. So you stop enjoying the game, really. I don't think there's a content creator out there who can put their hand on their heart and say that they love playing DayZ.
Oh, that's a statement.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's true. It's I don't enjoy it anymore. To me, it's more like work. I mean, there's still like certain parts of the game that I enjoy, you know, random encounters and things like that. But for the most part, I'm playing it because people like the content that I make from it.
That's cool, man. That's cool.
I feel like, honestly, if that was me, I'd be finding a new game that I enjoyed. But I guess that comes from someone who doesn't make DayZ videos.
Yeah. I mean, I don't hate it, but I don't play it for fun anymore, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I get it. I just I wouldn't want to be in that position personally, because I fucking love playing DayZ.
Oh, yeah. Me and Andy, this is why it's mine and Andy's top game. We were talking about it the other day. We got a few guys in our Discord, and we dabble in other games, but we've got a main game, which is DayZ, and we're all some people stay away from it for a good, like, 8-9 months, and we're like, me and Andy still can't fathom that. We're like, how? Like, yeah, you may get bored of a patch. New patch comes out. I want to be the first person to play it. I can't fathom if... like one of the guys doesn't touch it for 8 months because he got like one tapped, and now he was like, nah, until I can get my head around it again, I won't play it for ages. And I'm like, what? Fucking hell.
It does help you enjoy it more if you're pretty good at the game and you don't die a lot, whereas I'm pretty average at the game. So I'll use JLK as another example. He's really good at the game, so making a cartel video might be easy for him. He could do it in a week, you know, whereas I die a lot, so to actually get the content that I need takes longer for me to record. And that's why I usually spend most of a wipe on a server, whereas most creators, they'll record their video in a week, sometimes less. Exclusion did one in 3 days. He had more loot than I had on the same server in the same wipe than I did in 2 weeks. So, you know, it comes with experience as well. So I suppose the better you are, the more you'll enjoy it as well.
Nice.
Are you looking forward to Sarkal? 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 How'd you fucking say Sarkal? That new map?
Yeah, Sarkal.
This is the first time I'm hearing of it. What are you talking about? The Frostline map?
Yeah,
Frostline. Yeah, so it's called Sarkal. That is the official name of it. Frostline is the DLC. Name. Yeah.
I haven't paid much attention to that, because I was actually really really disappointed when they announced it, because I think they overhyped it a little bit too much, and you know that's probably why a lot of people feel a bit salty about it, such as myself. You know, you fly a bunch of content creators out to Czech or, you know, Prague, and you know they build up all this hype, and then they send all the content creators away back home with different USBs with different things to release. So there was a lot of hype around it, whereas, you know, if they had just said that they were coming out with the map, people would have been like, oh, cool, okay. But I think that's what people are most annoyed about, because they were hoping for a new engine. I was hoping for a new engine. So yeah, I'm not too excited. I think it might just be a bigger Nemalsk, or like a Nemalsk mixed with a bit of Chinaris. But for the most part, I'll play it for the content, but not because I'm excited to. I sound really negative. I promise I'm not.
I'm gonna plant a seed in your head. I'm gonna plant a nice seed in your head. I'm gonna say, at the moment, Bohemia's new games are being released, and let's just say some of them are not doing as well as they expect, especially like, say, the Vigor release on PC, and blah, blah, blah. So one game that's is still bringing in the record numbers is DayZ, okay? So if you release a DLC, you know, even if you get one third of your population that pay for the DLC, you're then bringing in all that money that you wouldn't have brought in before to then bring out, as said, DayZ 2 on another engine. And maybe that's the plan. That's the seed I'm going to sow in your head.
It would be nice if they were doing that and they had like a bigger picture behind it, but they haven't really hinted towards anything else.
They're never going to tell us, though. They're never going to tell us.
But
and that's the most frustrating thing.
But if you put in two and two together, you're getting all these content creators that are now getting jobs in their Bohemia. You know, guys that are experts of this current engine, and then the people that have been working in Bohemia before, you never really hear of a mass exodus at Bohemia. And then you've got all these experts that have been working on the Infusion engine, but also have worked a little bit with the Armor Reforger.
Yeah.
Then now you've got them experts working on that newer engine, and then you've got the guys that have been dabbling with the older engine, you know, renewing a 10-year-old game. Surely that seed's now sown in your head going, actually, you know, are them other people working on?
In all fairness, to give them credit, I mean, that's just how I feel about the map itself. I think DayZ does have a very bright future, especially with the new staff that they've hired. A lot of people from the modded community and things like that going into and officially working for DayZ Bohemia. I think that's really positive, and I think we can see some exciting things in the future. But until then, I'm just gonna play the game that I'm used to playing, and just take everything with a bit of pinch of salt at the end of it.
You play mainly modded servers, like we got at earlier. You are more of vanilla. You prefer vanilla, but modded servers seems to be your thing now. Your community that you've built up on your YouTube channel sort of prefer you to play on the modded servers. They prefer you to see your YouTube videos. What is your favorite mod? If you could nail down a mod, what is your favorite mod that you have come across in your 1,000 hours?
Oh, that's a good question. My favorite mod would be the Rearmed Building System. I think that's a brilliant system compared to, for example, Base Building Plus that causes a lot of lag. I think there's so much that you can do with that building mod. You can make treehouse bases. You can, you know, if there's a cave, you can make it look like an underground base. There's so much that you can do with it. So many different designs that you can make if you're creative enough. I think that keeps a lot of people in the community is building. I've seen other content creators talk about the building systems in DayZ, and I think by far that is the best one. So that would be my favorite, the Rearmed Base Building.
Nice. Yeah, well, that's one thing what me and Andy are not, say, massive fans of. We dabbled in a little bit of base building. We didn't enjoy it, especially the vanilla type of base building, wasn't it, Andy?
Yeah, it's just too flimsy.
Yeah, do all that work in vanilla and someone can take it out with, you know,
a few grenades.
Yeah, a few grenades and a few full mags of M4. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I would. That being said, I would like to do a video about building like a really big vanilla base. You know, it's just, yeah, I would like to, but whether or not people are going to enjoy watching that is a different story. So there's, you know, there's things that I like to do in DayZ, and then there's things that people like to watch in DayZ, and sometimes they can't coexist together.
Nah, that's true, isn't it, Andy? That's true. You watch these like cool videos on YouTube and then you're like, oh, this is such a good video. And then you look at the views and you're like, what? You know what I mean? How does that not correspond? Which one was it now, Andy? The tutorial one that we featured as video of the week. And I thought it should have absolutely blown up.
Yeah, I think remember was early on. Yeah. That was Geeks tutorial Geeks video.
Geeks tutorial was the pushing, what ones to push.
Yeah.
About call-outs. It was
That was also geek.
An American, no, one. It was an American that we Foxtrot. It's Foxtrot video.
Oh shit!
Yeah, and it explained every single call for each type of house. And it was on. Me and Andy were like, "Wow, that is a fucking great video." And every noob or freshie at the game should watch it. And it just didn't blow up. Do you know what I mean? It just did nothing. Mad in how YouTube works. Yeah. It is mad. And, you know, cracking that code or the algorithm is key. It's just getting noticed.
Yeah, there's very, very few content creators who get views on vanilla, and I think that's the problem. But then that's also a problem for the creators on the modded community, because that's becoming very saturated. So, you know, people are gonna find their creator that they enjoy watching, and they're going to stick with them, and they're not really going to be interested in watching anyone new. And I think that's going to be, you know, an issue for a lot of up and coming creators, is trying to get popular in a sense.
So we've talked about what the modded servers do well. What do you think they could do better?
Yes.
Admin the toxicity, for one.
Oh, well, that ain't happening. So
no, that won't happen. I think there's a lot of new mods coming out, and I think a lot of servers they just try and cram too many mods into a server, which lowers the performance.
Yeah.
There's a very few select servers that actually, you know, make a really nice, smooth running server, and I think for the most part, I think that's what needs to be worked on. Just less is more sometimes. You know, put a clothing mod in, put some gun mods in, airdrops and key rooms. But, you know, if you put too much, then the game's not going to run well. People aren't going to play on the server. And then the server will lose its popularity. And that's happening a lot at the moment. You know, the thing is, if servers don't try new things, then they're not going to get the player base that they're looking for. They've got to compete with the big guys. Yeah. You know, Down Bad, Aftermath, all of them.
Yeah, would you not say that's pretty similar to in content creating and YouTube as well? So if you can't like procrastinate and stay in the same sort of, you got to sort of keep broadening your horizons and dabbling with different stuff to drag more viewers in that you wouldn't have got if you just stuck to your same algorithm. Or do you think it's just stick to an algorithm that works and just plod along doing that way?
The answer that I would like to give is yes, 100%. You should dibble dabble around and, you know, try different things with your content. But if your channel is, you know, doing really well and you're for some reason, whatever you're doing is getting you a lot of views, I don't think you should change that, because the moment you change that, then the algorithm is going to be like, oh, okay, he's made this video, but people aren't watching it. So yeah, we'll push him to the side. We'll see what other creators are doing. That's how the algorithm works. And there's been a lot of talk. It's the same thing with, like, if you stream on YouTube and you let your videos go out to the public afterwards, like your VODs, it messes with the algorithm in the sense, well, no one's going to sit and watch a 6 or 7 hour video.
Yeah.
So people stop clicking on your videos, and then the algorithm thinks, oh, okay, they're not interested in his content, so I'm going to stop clicking on it. Whereas, you know, if you just stick to what you're doing well, you'll be fine. That's the way I see it.
To finish off or round up this section or segment or the main bulk of this podcast, what advice would you give, just as you have got from other people, what advice would you give to any aspiring content creators, YouTube makers, streamers, whatever it is? What's the bit of advice Dabblers. That you're given? Yeah, dabbler.
This might be controversial, but don't try and reinvent the wheel. Just jump on it. Don't try and do something new on DayZ, because someone's already done it and it probably didn't work for them. Do what works. Just follow what other big creators are doing on YouTube. See what gets them the views, and just try and do the same thing, but make it your own. You know, people are gonna follow you and subscribe to you for your own person, for your personality and the way that you play the game. But be your own person doing something that is clearly doing well on YouTube already.
And I'm gonna guess that this might be the same answer to that question. But is there something that you know now that you wish you knew when you started?
Yes.
And can you tell
me
what it is?
Do you want me to tell you what it is?
That was amazing, by the way.
Fuck you. Let's move on. Right, come on.
The answer will be very similar, and that is in the sense of don't try and start a new trend, because you will learn the hard way that it's probably not going to work out, which might be very pessimistic, but I like to think of myself as a realist instead of a pessimist, because in that way I'm, you know, saving myself and potentially others.
Excellent. Right, Dave, now we can do your plan. Still play FIFA?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
All right, Rex. So we, I don't know if you listen to our podcast. You most definitely do.
I've listened to a few, yeah.
Yeah. We move on to a section now called Video of the Week. Okay. Video of the week. I should have really messaged you and said to you, could you think of one? But I'm going to do it on the spot and just now.
Oh, you throw me on the spot. Okay.
Yeah.
Hang on. Let me grab.
What one has taken your eye in the last couple of weeks? Something that you think, you know what? This video really, I did enjoy watching that video. Maybe you used it as a template for one of your videos, or used it for a little bit of self-training.
There actually is a video, and I'll grab you. Do you want the link, or do you just want me to name the title?
Name the title. You can send me the link as well. You can put the link in our interview chat if you want to.
So it's a video. It was a little while ago. I don't watch a lot of videos, but it's a video that Nash did. It was 2 months ago, actually, about building an underground bunker base. And watching that video just made me realize that there are so many creators out there who are just so damn good at editing, and it hurts my soul trying to learn how they do the things that they do. That would probably be my video, even though it's not a most recent video, but it's one of the ones I watched recently. Yeah, that would be it. And if it's not that one, it would be Exclusion's video that he did a month ago, which was surviving as a solo on Down Bad Ulterior.
Pick yeah. one. Oh, no, we don't have two on this. One. We don't yeah, have two you, on you this show.
Yeah, this is just one. We have one video of the week.
The one that I'll pick is Nash's building an underground bunker base.
Done. Yeah, the one where he's got, it's like a two-part video.
Yeah, there's three okay, parts cool. to it. But the first part, yeah, the first part is really, really good.
Okay, yeah, that's now...
Locked in.
That's locked in. That's now in history. All right.
Now in history.
Yeah.
I think it is,
boom, it's in there.
Yeah, get his address. We'll send him the link. Send him the link to his own video. Here you go, mate. I found this video on YouTube. And the trophy. Well,
yeah, we're sending the trophy. Hopefully you don't live too far. I cannot keep affording to send them out via Royal Mail anymore.
Well, it looks like... Oh, no, that was last year. I'm just on his Twitter. It's all right. He was in Bath last March.
Oh, was he? Yeah. In a bath? Lovely. No, he's had one bath.
Actually, the last time... Oh, my God, the last time he tweeted Maybe. Was a year ago today.
Oh, wow.
June 4th.
That's a bit spooky.
Friendly! Friendly! As Dave has been a terrible guest liaison and hasn't given you the opportunity to come up with a video of the week, I'm going to hazard a guess that he didn't ask you to come up with a tip for the listeners of the show either.
No.
Excellent news.
The first time I've heard from Dave since we organised the podcast was today. And that was, we're just filming the intro. Be with you soon.
Dave, what did I tell you about this? Huh? Do I need to take it to a side again? What did I tell you? I'm going to get that whip back out.
I've been fucking lacking, man. I've been hurting. Remember, I've been not well. Not well mentally with my craziness.
Fair enough. Too many drugs, or not enough of them. We can't figure out.
Not
what.
Enough.
We can't
not
figure
enough.
Out what one.
Yeah, we can't figure out what one. But yeah, Andy, hit him with the next segment.
All right, so this segment is called Just the Tip, and Golden Rex with with no pressure. We would like you to offer a gameplay tip to people that are listening. Daisy's full of weird and wonderful and wacky things, hidden things, talking about you, the hidden changes that they did to fucking Zeds in 125. Have you seen about that?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, I think hopefully by the time this episode airs, it will maybe be sorted, or at least we'll know that it's not being changed. But weird and wacky things that they hide, and we might not know. So is there anything that you've got that can help our players?
Does this have to be general, or can it be to a certain like player base, like vanilla or modded?
Whatever you like.
It's your tip, bro.
My number one tip is do not use auto run, or you will most probably die because you're not paying attention.
But it's so useful. I love it. Whenever I'm on a surfer with auto run, I'm like, right,
no, man.
Is it
times that I've broken my leg. Broken my leg on an auto run, or I'm stuck on a tree for ages and I'm just stupid. Just no, I like this one. All
so
right,
if there was
like
one, if
one.
There was one mod, oh, dude, Dave, we need to introduce like a room 101.
Yeah.
Well, we should open that. It should be a new segment for every interview that we have. All right, this is room 101. Pick a mod to put in the bin.
Yeah, pick a mod to put in the bin. And Rex has chosen the first one to go down to room 101. Cha-ching! Auto run. Game
over. Do not use it. You'll break your leg, fall off a cliff, or you'll get shot because you're not paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, you're not wrong. I'm just lazy. That's it.
The amount of people, like there's been times where I've just been, because I like to take Daisy slow sometimes, so I won't sprint all the time. And I'll be jogging through a forest, because if you're sprinting, you're sort of like tunnel visioned through the forest.
Yeah.
And the amount of people I've just seen, like, just sprint right past me because they're in auto run, and then they die because I'm there not in auto run. Yeah, it's all the time. Every second day.
Nice.
That's actually a very good tip.
And we've invented a new... We've invented a new segment stolen from a very famous show.
Yeah. That's actually a really good show.
What show
really
was that?
Room 101.
Room 101. They basically send something down like an old TV show that was dog crap or something like that, and they really hated it. Yeah.
Or like, do you know what I want to put in? Parking fines. And then they have to argue the case.
Oh, speeding tickets. That's straight down there.
All right, dude.
Calling traffic lights robots. That's going down room 101. Circles as roundabouts. Game over
like,
as well.
I feel like that's targeted.
That's personal.
That's a personal one.
That's
trying to find pork sausages in South Africa. That's hard.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you shouldn't be saying pork sausages.
What are your sort of sausages made out of?
Buravos, which is...
Buravos, yeah. Buravos, got some in the freezer.
Beef. Yeah, so have we, yeah.
Which is what?
Beef.
It's like a minced beef sausage with seasoning, and it's got I can't remember what the skin is called, but if you knew what it was, you probably wouldn't like it. You probably wouldn't want
to
eat it.
Dave, you need to send me some of that that seasoning you used for those steaks.
Oh, I had them round for a braai in the last summer, and I used Robertson's steak and spice and chicken spice.
Yeah, I've got every Robertson spice in my cupboard.
Yeah. So we, man, and Andy's addicted like cocaine now.
Do you have the orange bottle of brass salt?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I have the big, tall orange bottle with the purple lid. Yeah. We've got everything. Bill Tong spice, the full works, man.
Chocolate.
Good cook.
Comes in a tin. It's like a relish.
No. We've got spur sauce. Spurs salad sauce.
He's a poser, or? Rex. Yeah. He's a fucking
Steers.
Poser.
Steers. It was Steers.
Prego. Yeah, you get Steers Prego sauce. You get the chili sauce.
No, so we got the Steers salad dressing.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm gonna have another cream egg.
You bummed. And we've got lots of the Easter eggs as well. You know that like chocolate marshmallow egg thing.
Oh yes, yeah. Marshmallows. Yeah,
we got loads of stuff. Actually, we got so much stuff. But one thing I love drinking when I'm over there, and you're gonna be disgusted with it. It's I like Castle Milk Stout.
I like Castle Chocolate Milk Stout.
Yes. Yeah, I saw that one the other time, last time I was over.
Yeah, Castle's my favourite beer.
Yeah, Castle's good. It's not my favourite beer, as in, it's my favourite beer when I'm over there. It's not my all-time favourite beer, but it's so good.
Yeah, I've got a beer at the moment, actually. It's almost finished.
Is it a Castle?
No.
I reckon you spend too much on a Castle over here.
Yeah, you're probably looking at about £7 or £8 for a pack of four.
Yeah, it's very expensive.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shut up, Andy. You're the one who fucking brought this shit up, Andy.
Hey, man, do you want to be friends?
So do you guys only post onto Spotify with the Spotify? Because I don't see you post on YouTube very often.
Nah, kind of. Dave was meant to do that weekly, but he's...
Shut the fuck up, man.
He just can't be asked anymore,
just
man.
Just only... Our viewership is not a YouTube viewership, all right? So basically what happens with us is if we post a video up on YouTube, we get about 35 views, but we post on the normal podcast formats, do you know what I mean? Andy has to do a little bit extra work and make a proper thumbnail that stays for on throughout the video and stuff like that. And, you know, for 35 views, it's not particularly worth it, but you know, he does it in like every now and then. It's just another way of getting a viewer across. But we do stream on YouTube.
Yeah, I've seen that. I think I've popped into one of your streams before.
Hopefully it was his, not mine. Mine's dog shit.
You're doing Battle Royale at the time, I remember.
Oh, yeah, that was a weekend. Yeah.
Oh, well, this weekend I did that, but I don't remember. I don't know. But yeah, we're predominantly on all the places you get your platforms. Nope, on all the platforms you get your podcasts.
Yeah, that's the one. Yeah, YouTube for us has just been, it's just another avenue. It's not one we focus on. Yeah.
Well, before we do end it, I've got a very important question for the both of you.
Oh, no, he's flipping the tables on us, Dave.
He
wasn't ready for this. Actually, it's fair because he wasn't ready for just the
table. Yeah, he wasn't ready for either of ours. Yeah,
It's an easy one depending on the answer.
I don't like him.
So the question is, are you subscribed to Golden Rex on YouTube?
Hell yeah.
I'm going to check. I'm not going to lie, Golden Rex, I've got about 4 YouTube accounts, so... And I've got more that are dormant, but I've got 4 active YouTube accounts.
Why do you need 4 active YouTube accounts?
Oh, I just make lots of different content, mate. Not just a podcast, I do loads of other things.
No, he does. He doubles in...
Shall remain anonymous on this podcast and very separate.
He doubles in, editing OnlyFans, so, you don't see penetration.
I thought you were one of those people where we'd be a bit worried to offer you a cup of tea.
Or just a cup in general.
Oh, no, the reference went over. What is that woman that's been on the news for stalking? There's a whole thing that came out about it.
Oh, Baby Reindeer.
Baby Reindeer. That's it.
There you go. I just subbed to you on one of my channels. Because it was the one that I was logged in as and I wasn't subbed. So there you go. You got another one.
I was already doing it. Fuck you.
But what is interesting is I've searched Golden Rex and your video comes up first, I guess because I've got a lot of DayZ content on my history. But then the second video is incredible. Epic Golden T-Rex's Magical Transformation. It's just some sort of cartoon. It looks amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. You know what? When we normally do this on the podcast and we look on YouTube, the things that we find is amazing. Now, we were looking for a content creator that does console, and we actually found another type of greedy peasant from the Edwardian age or even further back.
A fucking bard. He was dressed up as a bard with a green screen. It was so fun.
And I was like, this one's actually really cool.
Friendly? We're outroing now, Rex.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you very much for joining us this afternoon or this evening even, taking a break from your editing. You're
thanks
regular
for having me.
Martin Scorsese. Was he an editor? He was director.
Same thing, isn't it?
Are there any famous editors?
They're the guys that work in the background that does all the hard work and doesn't get the thanks they deserve.
I've just Googled famous film editors and I've never heard of any of them. So
they're not that famous, so the search lied.
We will stick with... You're a regular Martin Scorsese.
Yeah, this is my first podcast, so it's been a pleasure.
Oh, wow. There we go. I hope we eased you into it.
I think I'm getting an invite from Boydie soon as well, because they featured my video on their spotlights in one of their episodes, and they said, oh, we're going to get you on.
Nice.
And you now have an obligation for when you're on their show to say you've got to drop a when Dave and Andy were interviewing me for Friendly, that's what you've got to say, because 9 times out of 10 they've been around longer than us, they've already interviewed the people we want to interview. As we've got to you first, it's like, now that's our tramp stamp on you. Okay.
Yeah, they just get sloppy seconds, that's what they get.
Yeah, yeah. Fuck you, Boydie. Yeah, and that's the beef that Boydie really wants.
I'll be like, oh yeah, Dave and Andy asked me this question actually.
From Daisy Podcast. Do you know?
You genuinely got to say that. Yeah. How friendly are you guys on this podcast? That's what another one you should say.
Yeah, how friendly are you? Question mark.
Yeah. Oh yes. Yes.
On Spotify, Amazon, dude's nuts. No, dude, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much again for spending the last hour and a half or so with us and experiencing the technical faults we had at the beginning, shining a light into the depths of your process. Yeah, your YouTubery. We'll take that.
No, it's been a pleasure, guys. Thanks for having me, and I look forward to being on the next one. When I'm a massive YouTuber, I won't forget about you.
Remember where you started, bro. We've got to remember your roots. Yeah.
Remember who got you onto their podcast first. Yeah, just remember that.
Humble beginnings. On the rest of them. No, I think what you guys are doing is great. I think, you know, Daisy Podcast, you know, obviously a lot of people know about Boydie's podcast, but to have you guys doing it as well adds a bit of variety and different personalities. So you guys are smashing it.
Good. Thank you, mate. I appreciate that.
Thanks for it. Yeah, and thanks for sparing the time tonight and jumping on with us and explaining your story.
It's been great. Appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll leave it there. And, well, I don't know. And good luck. Is that how we end it?
Good luck.
And I look farewell. Forward to the next Avida single. Video. Bye. Sorry. Oi. Episode unknown. Episode number unknown. Is it? Did we decide it was 84?
Yeah, I think so, because if 83 is...
Well, I know how numbers work, Dave.
I'm trying to figure it out in my head, you bum dog.
What was... I think you two are in love, you know. I think you two need to go and spend some quality time with each other, you and your fucking South African.
Oh, I've got this spice. Oh, I've got this spice. Oh,
I think, actually, Andy, you deserve some credit. Call it... by saying he was a Saffa, because I wouldn't have said he was a Saffa. My missus has been over in the UK for 14 years, and her accent is a lot stronger than his, and his is like barely noticeable.
Yeah. See?
He's only been over, what, 6-7 years, he said?
Yeah.
Mad.
Yeah, that is crazy. Some people, like, never lose their accents.
Daddy enjoyed running water. No, they have water cuts off. Like, they only have, like, running water for, like, 4 days. That wasn't a racial slur.
That's not racist if it's true.
Yeah.
Right, that's the logic we're going down, is it?
Egyptians walk with...
Yeah, you're not seeing them, the way they walk. Anyway, good interview. Some controversial views, I would say.
He was very South African in that respect. I liked it. There was no fence sitting.
No, yeah, he's very much knows what he's about.
A fence was definitely not hurting his arsehole. He was straight. He definitely had a line. He had, and he enjoyed it. Wow, that sounded weird.
No, everything you say sounds weird.
He had a line and he loved
like
it.
You finally have heard yourself talk.
Oh, God. That's amazing. A line.
Right, anyway. Thank you very much for listening to another episode of Friendly Yeah Daisy Podcast. It's been a while since we've had an interview. No, it hasn't. Boydie.
Nah.
Sorry, mate.
Was that really an interview, or did we just give him a whole good shillacking?
No, okay, so it hasn't. Maybe, hey, next week, unless something crops up, potentially, we should do a Community Chronicles.
Yes, we're getting a nice little backlog.
We are. We've got quite a lot to fill in. And actually, that might be perfect with your schedule, because we can do that quite easily.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that works out well.
Wunderbar. Well, it's been a pleasure as always. Don't forget to like, subscribe and click that bell.
And also check us out when we're on the live streaming. Come in, ask questions, give us some tips on just the tip. If you've got a tip that we haven't used yet, come in and have a talk to us. Let us know. If you've got anyone you want us to interview, please drop in the correct Discord or pop into the streams and let us know. But thank you for popping in.
Well, on that note, be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
You nailed that ending, man.
You reckon? Yeah.
Maybe I should just like report that. And just, we don't need to say it anymore. Just shoot that same recording.
Nah,
because
then we could be like, make it
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.